There were quite a few homesteaders around at that time. I can vaguely remember some of the teachers, but not very many. One teacher had a boyfriend who lived in Buffalo, and she had a young girl from Buffalo staying out there at school with her. And that kid got awful, awful sick one night with appendicitis. And the road was hubcap deep in mud. And if her boyfriend hadn't taken the notion to come out to see her, the girl would have died.
Oh, really?
Because there was, you know, nobody realized, you know, what it was even. But her boyfriend drove out there through that mud and hauled him back to town.
And where did they have the operation?
Buffalo.
In a
hospital, yeah.
I see.
There was a hospital of some sort there, nothing like it is today, but they did have a hospital.
How many miles was it from where you lived to Buffalo?
Oh, from the ranch to here is 11 miles, and then it's 29 on to Buffalo, so it's 40 miles. And that's quite a distance, even that 11 miles through the mud.
Yeah, I can imagine.
I don't remember whether we had pavement between, not pavement, but asphalt, from Claremont to Buffalo at that time or not.
What year was that? Do you remember?
No.
While you were in school.
Yeah.
What about your religion and occupation and travel outside of the county?
Well, as a kid, there wasn't any outside of the county travel.
Uh-huh.
I did, when I went to school, I went to the eighth grade out there. And then my neighbor's daughter, her parents wanted her to go to high school, but they didn't want to send her away from home at that time. Mm-hmm. So her and I together took the ninth grade out there on the hill. And when it comes springtime and time for final exams, we had to go into Buffalo for a couple of weeks for those final exams.
I see.
And that 2 weeks in Buffalo was the first time I'd ever been away from home.
Were you homesick?
Oh, you better. Now, I don't know about her. She just forgot she even knew me when we got to Buffalo.
What was she doing in town there?
Well, she had to take final exams too, but I don't know where she stayed. Dad placed me with a very, very nice family.
Were they relatives you stayed with?
No. The school, I guess, had as much to do with placing us as anybody. And the last week I was in town, I stayed with relatives, which was a lot of fun because there was people my age in the family. Mm-hmm. We went skunk hunting together, trapping, everything else that week I was with them.
Huh. That's great. What about religion? Did you get a chance to, were you a member of any religion or
no.
Too far away?
My mother was a professed atheist, and I guess Dad was too, but we were too far away from town to even think about church and Sunday school. And, you know, no transportation or nothing, so.
And I guess if they were atheists, there was no reason to worry about it anyway.
No.
I see. And what's your occupation been throughout life?
Farm wife.
Uh-huh.
That's all I've ever been to speak of.
Well, that's a lot. Maybe you could tell me about a little about your